This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. I wanted to spend a few minutes talking to at least one of the people who was involved in a rally over the weekend in Galesburg in relation to the recent incidents of gun violence at things like Railroad Days and other things. And that person is Mayor John Pritchard, who's here in studio. Thanks so much for your time, John.
Thanks, Will.
From your perspective, what was that rally about, first of all?
Well, you know, kind of... I think it really had to do with people just wanting to get together and talk to each other. I think the people that were there have a lot of them do a lot of good things for the community, and they just don't want the recent series of bad events in our community to really take over our viewpoint. There's lots of good things going on, and that's why people were there.
How much, though, do things like what happened at Railroad Days as mayor, how much do they concern you?
Well, obviously, anytime any person is injured or people are put in an unsafe position, it's a concern. At the same time, you know, these bad things are going to happen from time to time. Galesburg is a pretty safe place compared to many places. But you can't prevent, you know, bad things always.
And I think that's kind of a lot of what Chief Christensen said a week ago on this program. I imagine that you're probably pretty confident in the work he and the police department are doing.
Yeah, I think they do a very good job. Like I said, obviously you can't predict when these kind of events might happen. I'm sure the Railroad Days Committee and the city will be discussing, you know, what adjustments need to be made, particularly with respect to the carnival before next year. And we'll go forward. You know, Railroad Days is a good thing and needs to continue.
I'm glad that the rally and the discussions happened on Saturday, but, you know, as I've been here for years covering news in Galesburg, I seem to remember similar sorts of efforts in the past, including one that I recalled reading about in a newspaper article today a few years ago that kind of, they admitted, kind of fizzled out after everybody got together and said, yeah, we want positive change in the community. So I guess the cynical part of me wonders what might make this one different versus then things in the past.
Well, I can't predict what the outcome of this will be, but I think the purpose, at least for a lot of the people there that they expressed, was to, you know, to not let these bad things dishearten themselves as individuals and not let them stop the good efforts that are going on. You know, bad things are going to happen. Bad things happen to good people. But the good people have to continue to work on the good things in the community. I think that's all it is. I don't think, you know, we're going to be able to sit down in some period of time and say, well, let's check off the list and see what happened.
There's also a part of me, though, I think that maybe some people maybe think that way, that they want a list of maybe tangible things that can be done, and you can't, and you're telling me there's not a lot tangible that can be done, right?
Well, I don't think that, you know, Anthony Law, who kind of organized the Ramrod, he made it clear that, you know, that wasn't really the purpose, is to create a new group to do specific things, but to really kind of at least share our points of view and not let these bad things interfere with the good work that's going on.
How much of your time as mayor is spent listening to people or addressing issues like this, or talking to, you know, others in the city about this versus other issues? I mean, not to say that issues like this aren't important, but in the grand scheme of things, they're just a small piece of your puzzle, right?
Well, you know, if we want to take the three incidents, terrible incidents that happened, mm-hmm. you know, the shooting behind the pub and the young man that was stabbed multiple times by multiple attackers, and the fights at the carnival where one guy decided he should get a pistol and shoot it off in the air. They don't take up a tremendous amount of my time. People who want to talk to me about it, I'm happy to talk to them. But, you know, as I pointed out somewhere else, you know, the police officials have done their work. People are in custody, heading to trial. And so the part of the mayor's job that has to do with public safety and police and law enforcement's been pretty effective. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're having, you know, we don't know who the perpetrators are.
Right.
Obviously, they're due a fair trial. I think there's been good police work in all these cases. You know, at the carnival, my understanding was that the police were on the scene within a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive. I actually had just come out of another event and was talking to the, you know, Railroad Day's chairman about 9 o'clock in front of the radio station office. And, you know, he was very busy. You know, the other part that people forget is, you know, like the Railroad Day's people, those are a bunch of volunteers who work very hard for the benefit of the community. And they really don't get, you know, I mean, there's a group of people that are doing the model train show. There's a, you know, group of people doing all these, you know, different groups doing these different events, and they work pretty hard. And, and they, you know, they have a shoestring budget.
Yeah. In terms of what you said at the beginning about being sort of positive about Galesburg and about the area, what do you think makes it so? Forgive me for phrasing this question the way that I'm going to phrase it, but what the heck? It's my show, John.
I might forgive you. I might not. What's the question?
Well, thank you for that. What makes it so hard, do you think, for people to try to be positive? I mean, even when we did an interview with Dennis Clark previewing Railroad Days, the first thing people said was, oh, let the fights begin. Why are people so gosh darn negative, John?
Gosh, if I knew the answer to that, or the solution to that, I wish I did. But, I used to say this years ago, we've met the enemy and they is us, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the naysayers, the negative folks. I think that's really probably one of the reasons Tony Law organized this was, you know, to give voice to the positive, mm-hmm. as opposed to just listening, you know, to the negative minority.
Any other thoughts you have about the rally this weekend? I imagine needs to be more discussions like that for sure, right?
Yeah, those a lot of the people there were the people that are working to make good things happen in their own particular areas. You know, it was a turnout of about 50 people on a very hot, very humid Saturday, a Saturday where there are a lot of other events going on in the community. So it was a good attendance. That's it. I'm glad I went and got to listen to what was said.
Well, the next big event, albeit shamelessly, is the one we put on here with the city and Big Bang Boom and you know, the police are, everybody comes together and just seems to make that thing work very well every year.
Yeah, again.
And I'm not just saying that looking at the guy who's signing my paycheck either.
Well, you know, of course, all the radio staff worked very hard.
Yeah.
You know, I point out to people that my children don't come to Galesburg on the 4th of July because
they want to visit.
They want to avoid setting up and tearing down. It's a great show, and it's one of those things that's free to the public, and people can enjoy it if they want, and they can come out, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed that the rain stays away.
Yeah, looks like at least by launch time, it should be all right. So far, so good there, and hopefully everybody else will be at a otherwise arguably positive event for Galesburg.
Sure, yep.
All right, Mayor John Pritchard, thank you so much for your time. As always, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sports is coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.